Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In the early 20th century, Barbados was one of the most densely populated colonies in the British Empire, burdened by pressing social and public health concerns. Yet, as the sweltering summer months approached, rather than debating how to confront these challenges, attention was diverted as the island's health authorities found themselves in a bitter dispute. As the Agricultural Reporter would write on this day, July 6, 1912, the Commissioners of Health for the Parish of St. Michael had to publicly defend their reputation after accusations were leveled against them following a June 22nd meeting of the General Board of Health. According to a subsequent account of that meeting, which was published in the Advocate newspaper of June 24th, remarks attributed to Port Health Officer Dr. Bridger painted an unflattering picture of sanitary conditions in parts of the parish, an implicit rebuke of the commissioner's oversight. The commissioners responded with a formal resolution that instructed their clerk to forward a copy directly to the president of the board. In it, they went as far as to characterize the reported remarks as untrue and scandalous, and warned that such claims were most detrimental to the best interests of the island. Commissioner Vihanshul, who also sat on the board and was present at the June 22nd meeting, told colleagues he had no recollection of the statements attributed to Dr. Bridger and suggested the advocate's account may not have been fully accurate. On the other hand, Commissioner C.S. Pitcher, who also served on the general board but was absent from the session, said Dr. Bridger assured him that his comments regarding the sanitary bylaws were not meant to apply to St. Michael, and that the remarks describing certain districts of the parish as notoriously insanitary had not in fact come from him. The Agricultural Reporter maintained that together the two accounts suggested the commissioner's offense rested less on what was said and more on how it was reported. And it raised the question of whether the advocate's account was in error, why neither the board nor Dr. Bridger had yet issued a correction. That silence, the newspaper argued, had become difficult to sustain since the published report read as a coherent sequential record of the meeting's proceedings. For the commissioner's objection to hold, either the report would have to be an outright fabrication, or the paper's reporter would to have inverted the substance of what was said, both serious allegations in their own right. In the absence of an official correction from the General Board of Health, the matter remained unresolved and placed increasing pressure on its president, the Honorable Dr. Chandler, to provide the public with a clear and accurate account of what was and wasn't said. According to the Agricultural Reporter, on this day, July 6, 1912.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.